Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Craig Smith, director of the Center for First Amendment Studies at California State University, Long Beach. We'll be back with our show in just one moment.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. Now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Our guest for the entire show tonight is Craig Smith, the director of the Center for First Amendment Studies at California State University, Long Beach, one of my colleagues, and a superstar on campus. Craig, thank you for again joining us.
It's great to be back.
You were up at the inauguration recently for the governor, and tell us your experience there. What's the mood? What's the tone?
Well, the mood was very upbeat. It was a wonderful ceremony. At noon, he was sworn in. And you had everybody sitting on the stage, and the speculation was, is the governor going to come out on crutches or in a wheelchair? How's he going to get there? And then you had, you know, Eunice Shriver walks out, and the place goes nuts.
Yeah.
And then Maria walks out, and the place goes nuts. And we go through the program in which Maria participated, and only when it was time for him to take the oath of office did the governor appear. And he came out on crutches,
wow,
and the place went crazy. And he took the oath of office and gave a wonderful inaugural address.
It sounds like bipartisanship with
it
all
was.
Those Democrats out
Absolutely.
There.
We're in the post-partisan age. No more partisanship. The best ideas from both sides of the aisle. It really seems to be working for him, and I think it'll continue.
We had Senator Lowenthal on our show a few months ago, and he commented how the last session of the legislature was unique in its cooperation. So much got done, but that was the outlier. The tradition there has been logjam and nothing. So you have a feel that bipartisanship will continue?
I think it will. I think the big test is going to be the state budget, because that has to pass by a two-thirds vote, unfortunately. And that gives a very small minority a right to stop the budget, even if the governor and a majority in both houses agreed to it. So that's going to be our big test. Will they get a budget done again like they did before by July 1?
You and I both are professors at Long Beach State. How did education fare under this budget?
It fared fairly well. The governor had a very good experience when he went to Santa Monica Community College, and he's regularly rewarded the community colleges. This time around, the students are going to have to pay something in fees if the governor budget stands. But there will be a May revision of the budget based on state income. And if state income is up, then the tuition to the students, the tuition and fees at the UC and the CSU would be reduced again.
As you know, the faculty are really cranking up, talking about strike and all. What would they get under the current budget?
Under the current proposal, depending on whose numbers you read, there is about a 25% increase in salaries for faculty over a 4-year period of time. In the second 2 years of the four-year contract, there's 1% of the money that's taken out and used for equity adjustments and incentives for professors who are doing particularly well. The union objects to that, and so the negotiations between the CSU, the California State University, and the union have gone to fact-finding, which started 2 days ago.
But 25% sounds like a reasonable number from the faculty standpoint.
To a lot of people, it is a reasonable number. One of the union objections is that the lower step, the SSIs, what they're called, step increases, are included in that rather than extra and outside of that. So they have some things that they need to iron out.
We should mention that our guest, in addition to his many other activities, is a trustee of the CSU system that runs all 23, or maybe it's now 24 campuses.
23
campuses. And we've read in the papers, and I find this personally objectionable, that former presidents can come back at full salary for a year, or even the former chancellor can come back. And I don't understand why taxpayers' money should go to a former chancellor who, for whatever reason, left his prior job and then has a right to come back into a system where he's never taught. Would you explain that to me?
Well, that was done by a board way back 20 years ago, and we have changed it. But he was grandfathered in, and so he exercised his right under his contract to do that.
But that's no longer possible.
No, you can't do that anymore.
And presumably the change by the board indicated their lack of agreement with that prior.
That's correct. We worked very closely, I must say, and I was very proud of this. We worked very closely with the statewide academic senate to work out a new executive compensation review program that reformed what was there before. And many of the presidents that were grandfathered have signed letters now renouncing that past contract. So I think the chancellor's worked very hard to try and clean up the executive compensation problem.
You know, a common criticism from the faculty ranks is that college universities are top-heavy with highly paid administrators. You're both a faculty member and a trustee. You have a unique perspective to look on this. Do you think the system that Long Beach State and other campuses are top-heavy with overpaid administrators?
Well, one of the problems you get into in terms of that kind of thing is comparing us with what are called our cohort universities in other states. And when you make that comparison, we're not overloaded. Actually, we're under. On the other hand, as a faculty member and as a department chair, I know how much work is being forced down on me from the administrative level, and I sometimes look up and say, what are you doing up there if I'm doing all this down here? I think a review of that is in order. I really do.
Really?
I think if you have a campus with seven line vice presidents, there's something wrong. I mean, what are all these people doing?
Okay. You heard it here on Straight Talk. And also, well, we won't get into academic senate politics. It's too complicated. But in the next segment, we are going to discuss national politics. And as some of you may know, Craig was a speechwriter for the late President Ford. We want to talk about that. And also a lot of issues, political issues on the national level. And then in the final segment, we want to talk about local politics and the proposed charter reforms here in Long Beach. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxy's ST, Open Country AT, and Proxy's 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
I love my kids. We do everything together. We've had some great times, It's painful to think that these memories could be lost. That's why I save all my home movies to Panasonic DVD. That way I know they're safe for up to 75 years. So if you'd like to save your precious memories, bring them in to Avid Electronics.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
We're back at the conversation with Craig Smith, director of the Center for First Amendment Studies at Long Beach State. We invite all of our viewers to become subscribers at no cost to the Straight Talk Reporter, the monthly newsletter of the Straight Talk television show. Just go to our website, straighttalktv.com, and subscribe at no cost. A recent issue had an article I wrote on the late President Ford. I had the honor of meeting President Ford 12 years ago when he was in town for a fundraiser for then Congressman Ford. And I happened to be in Palm Springs over New Year's weekend when the president died, and had a chance to pay my respects at the airport. And I mention that here because our guest was a speechwriter for President Ford. Give us a sense of what the man was like.
Well, he was wonderful. You got what you saw. He made us all feel like family. I was on the staff 2 weeks and was called in for a meeting with the president. I thought we were going to talk about a speech he needed to have written. And he said, my son needs to go to a good college, and he's more interested in horses than he is in courses. Can you help me out? And I recommended that he go to Cal Poly SLO, and he did, and he completed his degree there. But that was the kind of White House we had. It was very friendly, very nice place to work.
Wonderful anecdote. Well, let's compare the governor here in California and the president in Washington. Do you see any similarities, differences?
Well, as a speechwriter, here's where I saw the similarities. George Bush, in his 2006 State of the Union address, began to move away from what I call his Manichaean rhetoric, the good and evil, the bad guys, you're either for me or you're against me. There's not much of that in the 2006 speech. In 2007, he continued that trend. You can't find any of it in the 2007 speech. In that speech, he opened being very conciliatory, saying very nice things about Nancy Pelosi, congratulating her. And so he's trying to do in Washington what Schwarzenegger has been doing in Sacramento. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, he's piled up many years of very fierce partisanship. That's a tough thing to turn around on.
Absolutely. He's got a history he's got to live with there. He's got some tough advisors around him. He's got a very tough vice president who was my boss in the White House as chief of staff under Gerry Ford. And overcoming that's going to be difficult for them.
Democratic control of Congress, a major shift. What does that portend?
Well, I think people need to understand that it may not portend much, and here's why. In the House, they operate off of a majority rule. So you can get these 100 hours of legislative things passed. In the Senate, they operate off of a rule where if one person objects, unanimous consent is stopped, and they have to go to Senate parliamentary procedure, which is the most arcane thing since, a Mississippi novel. Furthermore, they have a filibuster in the Senate. They allow that so that you can talk and talk and talk unless they can get 60 votes against you. Well, it's very hard to come up with 60 votes when the Senate is split down the middle.
So the 50-50. Senate is the brake on the Democrats running roughshod.
Number one. And then even if they got it through the Senate, the president can veto it. Yeah. So I don't think much is going to happen.
The war in Iraq has not gone well. And whether you supported going in or not, I think almost everyone agrees it's been terribly mishandled.
Mm-hmm. I think part of the problem is they underestimated the sectarian violence that would take place. We very often come into a country and we think everybody is one in that country. But in Iraq, you've got Kurds, you've got Shiites, you've got Sunnis, and these people have embedded places where they are located, and they're all killing one another, and it's really horrible.
Craig, I have to ask this question. We pay a lot of people who work for government who are very bright people, who are experts in the State Department and in the Foreign Service, to give us information about the lay of the land and what to expect. did they give us the wrong information, or was that information just disregarded by ideologues who just wanted to do it and not worry about it? What's the answer?
Well, I think a little of both. If you read Madeleine Albright's book, when she was Secretary of State, she has since written a book about how naive they were about foreign policy. The same problem. We think a nation's a nation. We don't think of it about its indigenous people and what's been imposed there. So that's part of the problem. Another part of the problem has been our intelligence agencies have not provided us with the kind of information that we need. It's often been inaccurate. There's a lot of intrigue within those agencies. I recommend the movie The Departed. I thought it was the best movie of the year. It gives you a real inside look at the CIA. I've worked with a lot of CIA people, not ever been one.
Do you mean The Good Shepherd?
The Good Shepherd, you're right, with Matt Damon, you know, The Good Shepherd. Their concern with their own power often gets in the way of what should be reported as the truth.
Well, it's not the only institution where people's personal career goals conflict with the good of the country, and sometimes the personal triumphs.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a very difficult thing to handle. Another problem was that we took a lot of our people on the ground that were giving us authentic intelligence information. We pulled them out and have been solving problems with troops more than we have with intelligence officers.
Well, we all as Americans can hope and pray that it has a soft ending, but it doesn't look well, and just from one person's viewpoint, it looks like it's getting worse.
Well, I think that they're either going to go through a valley and come back out of it, or this thing's going to unravel. I think that the president's plan will be given the summer to try and work.
Well, we gave him a chance for a civil society, and they seem to have chosen blood feuds and civil war. So we've given him a shot at democracy, but we had a guest on last week who is from that part of the world, and she said they're just not ready for it.
Well, democracies aren't always great. I mean, you had a democracy in Palestine put Hamas in power.
Yeah.
You had a democracy in Lebanon put Hezbollah in power. So democracies need to have a Bill of Rights like ours does before they work.
Yeah. Well said. Well, we'll be back with more of our show and a discussion of local politics after these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank. We look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Continuing our conversation with Craig Smith, we're going to go to local politics. Long Beach has charter reform on the May ballot. We're going to quickly go through the proposed 7 items of charter reform. Prop A would give the mayor a strong veto. Right now, the mayor has a veto, but five votes, a majority can override it, so it's almost nothing. The proposed change would give the mayor a stronger veto, requiring a two-thirds vote of the council to override, and also a line item veto in the budget. I support that. Craig?
Well, it gives the mayor an awful lot of power. He can stop items and two-thirds to overrule. Then even if they put it back in the budget with two-thirds, he can line item it again. That's a very powerful tool that you're giving the mayor.
And I support it. Do you support it? You're a citizen.
I'm reluctant to support both of those. I would support one or the other.
Well, they're packaged together.
Yeah.
Okay, Proposition B would create an independent salary commission to look at the salaries of council people, and I guess the mayor, or maybe just council people, an ethics commission, and a redistricting commission. I think the ethics commission is a good idea. I think the redistricting commission to review and recommend new boundaries is good. I do not think it's appropriate to have a salary commission bunched with the other two. If people want to consider increasing the salary of our council, that should be a standalone. So I would oppose Proposition B.
Agree with you 100%. Redistricting is the solution to a lot of our problems. We should have redistricting, but I don't like them putting the salary commission in the same proposition.
Proposition C would modify term limits for the mayor and the city council, allowing them to run for three terms as opposed to the present 2 4-year terms, and also would modify term limits for harbor and water commissioners to 3 4-year terms. I support that. I've gone back and forth on term limits, but I think the experience base is important. In the second term, so many people are looking for other offices. And I think Bob Forster made a good point when he was our guest, saying longer terms allow the chickens to come home to roost on your own watch.
Yeah, I agree. You should be responsible for the legislation you pass. And what happens is people pass legislation, get termed out, and don't have to be held responsible for it. So I think lengthening the term limits is a good idea.
Proposition D puts a residency requirement for city council candidates, prohibits them from running for two offices at the same time, and allows a termed out candidate's name to appear on the ballot in the runoff if they make it to the runoff. I support Proposition D.
Absolutely. Agree with you.
Proposition E amends the charter with regard to parks and recreation areas, requiring a replacement of at least 2-to-1 if you cannibalize park property for other purposes, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Proposition F amends the charter by removing the duty of the city prosecutor to prosecute hearings before the Civil Service Commission. Should Proposition F be adopted?
I would go along with it, yeah.
And Proposition G removes obsolete provisions. I'm not sure what they are, but I guess you can't oppose removing obsolete positions.
Well, I think it has to do with accounting, a lot of it, and there's new accounting measures that have been put into place. And so I think that they're changing the law to bring things up to date.
One other item on the ballot, and this was proposed by our city auditor, Laura Dowd, to increase the oil tax on pulling oil out, which is fantastic, would generate about $3 million a year, would help pay for some police officers, and would bring the rates up to comparable to neighboring cities, which is a great idea, and I strongly support that, and would also cover the entire cost of the special election, which is about $800,000.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and when you look at the profits that these oil companies are making with the high amount of we're paying at the pump, it's amazing. I mean, the largest income profit ever reported yesterday by one of these oil companies, so yeah. They're not passing through the benefits to us.
Well, we're fortunate on sitting on some oil assets, and we need to maximize the revenue of our oil revenues.
Well, I think that's true, and they should help us keep green. They should help us as good citizens. You know, all of those things are important for us.
Well, our public is trying to call in, and we can't take the calls because we're being taped. But generally, a view of Mayor Bob Forster. He's been in office for over 6 months now. How do you think he's doing?
Well, I knew Bob on the Board of Trustees, and he stood with me on a lot of First Amendment issues. We protected students' rights. We protected faculty rights. We protected administrators' rights. He's a real stand-up guy, and we really enjoyed having him on the Board of Trustees, and we miss him, and I think he's been a great mayor so far. The call for the unity rally during the terrible hate crime trial that we had in the city was a brilliant stroke. It brought us all together, and I think it's one of the reasons that when that verdict came down, it had a soft landing in the city.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion, but first we got to take another pause for these messages.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Dad, does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah!
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach or log on to ribcompany.com.
I know we went very quickly through those ballot propositions, but they are important, and I urge everybody to get informed on the ballot propositions and participate in that election in May. It's very important to the future of our city. And we're very pleased, Craig, that you could again join us. Craig is one of the real superstars at Long Beach State. He's written about 12 books, hundreds of articles, and really adds so much luster to our campus.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Okay. And thank you for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.